Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Peliyot and Shema 271 to conclude the topic of Giluach, grooming. Today's share and Zayin Ear has been sponsored in memory of Avraham Lifshitz, Avigdor Chai Avraham ben Meir Tzvi, by his parents Meir and Randa Lifshitz. May his neshama have an aliyah. If you'd like to sponsor in honor or memory of anyone, please reach out to me. We already started this topic of Giluach some time ago, and we spoke about some esoteric and Kabbalistic concepts that pertain to this discussion. What we want to take out from here is the mundane actions of getting a haircut, and we'll discuss cutting one's fingernails. They have big ramifications in Shemayim and back down here as well. Here, the Peliyot tells us, V'roi l'chol yirei Shemayim shleitiga bo yad ba'zokin klal. He says a person should not cut their beard. The Peliyot says, don't cut your beard, don't let it, you should let it grow. And he says, don't worry if people are going to think, oh, you look like a Talmud Chacham, are you such a scholar? Do you have such Torah knowledge? He says, don't worry about it. L'chein kol adam yasa atzmai Talmud Chacham. Make yourself a Talmud Chacham. And he says, to grow your payas, like that Rizal says, shi'asa kedas harizal. And you should leave the area from the ear, from the oizen, from the ear uncut to both sides. And don't worry once again about people being malig, people making fun of you. And he says, these vadvarim atikim v'oisa prila maila, these are very deeply profound implications in Shemayim, in the upper realms. He then continues on the topic of cutting one's nails. And he says, V'chein giluach atzipanayim hu mikovid Shabbos. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Cutting one's fingernails erev Shabbos and cutting one's toenails on Thursday night. The Pesukim say one should not cut the fingernails and toenails the same day. Therefore, one should ideally try to cut their toenails before Thursday night, before the next day begins, and therefore you'll be cutting your fingernails erev Shabbos, just your fingernails. The Peliyot then tells us that we have to make sure not to have long fingernails, especially because there can be schmutz that comes inside of them, and then the person goes to make a bracha and wash al netilas yadayim, and it could be a chatzitza perhaps, as well as it's not pleasant for other people to see the schmutz. And then he says sometimes people are eating with their hands, and they put their hand in a certain bowl to take something, and even if they're only taking their piece, but it's still, it makes people disgusting. It disgusted by this. And we have to be respectful for other people. This is the topic of discussion over here. It has a lot of different ramifications and implications. He says also something which is beyond our comprehension, perhaps, but the long fingernails are these klipas. These klipas, klipa is a term they use in Divrei Kabbalah of where the tumah, the impurity, resides. Oid ba shet sarich lahakbin ma'oid ma'oid. Lahavir achisus aklipas me'olav. A person has to be very, very meticulous, very, very careful to remove any grasp the klipas, these koiches hara, can have on the person. And therefore, he should cut the fingernails. He says also by one's toenails, also be should be makbid to make sure that they don't grow too long for the same reasons. And not like people that all they're only makbid on is their fingernails. In conclusion, he says that you should do like the Abu Draham. The David Abu Draham is a Talmud of the Tur, of Yaakov Balaturim, who is the son of the Rosh. And he says, do like the Rav David Abu Draham, not like the Arizal in this case. Rav David Abu Draham says that a person should be careful to skip over every other fingernail when they cut their fingernails. It's all brought down in Shulchan Aruch once again. And he says, even though the Arizal was a makbid on this, you should do like Abu Draham. And in the world of Abu Draham, he says, it's very serious if one doesn't do so. And if they cut their fingernails straight. Then he talks about making sure the men and women should have trim fingernails, okay? Ayin Sham, for further elaboration. Then he concludes this topic of grooming by shoychtim, shoychtim tzrichim, shetzrichim legadlet tziparneim, the shoychtim who need to grow their thumbnails long, so this way they can check the knife to make sure it's a kosher knife for the shechita. That's okay. Of course, that's good. That's proper. Mishu avel le'aleinu, a person who is a mourner, so he's not cutting his fingernails. Yizaru l'chatei tatit shetachtein l'tarun b'chol pam. Both the shoychtim and those who have to have their fingernails long because they're aveilim, le'aleinu, they should make sure, like we said earlier, to make sure their fingernails are clean. So it should not be a chatzitza in the aspects of halacha, especially by netilas yadayim. As we said earlier, v'gam ginai hadavar ve'enei haroyim. It's also, it's something which is repugnant, something which is disgusting when people see dirty fingernails. V'ha'oichlim imahim, and those people that eat with them, imroyim shenais miyad bekaira. As we said earlier, that when people put their hands in someone's plate or in the bowl, in the serving bowl, you say, okay, use a fork, use a spoon. That's also a good idea. These are the topics that we're learning over here to improve ourselves. I want to tell you. He says, people get disgusted. I remember I was once eating a certain place, some leftover salmon. There was a salmon from it was a whitefish, I believe, from a bris. And there was a fellow, wonderful person, who he must have thought he was at home. He was taking the same fork that he was eating from and went back and forth. And eating from the main serving plate. And we don't realize sometimes that it's not appropriate, obviously, and people get disgusted by this, obviously. And this is what the Pel Yoitz is here. He's talking. He felt it's important to write this down in his Choshev Sefer so that we are concerned and cognizant of our actions and how our actions can affect other people. We have to make sure that we don't double dip, as they say. This is the conclusion over here of having respect as we are during a mesira of respect for the other person. As Hillel said as well, that was from Rabbi Kiva, as Hillel Hazakin said in Shabbos Taf Lamed Aleph, Da'alech soni l'charech lois avid. What you don't want someone to do to you, don't do to someone else. We have to make sure we look presentable. We have to make sure we are presentable, both for ourselves, as well as when we express ourselves to others, and also in Shemaim, as we mentioned, that this topic has tremendous ramifications in Shemaim.